Where do you think things are heading in general in breast cancer in terms of choice of taxane? You know, Brack saying we have this issue of the infusion time is shorter and the lack of need for pre-medications. Where do you think we're going to be 2, 3, 4 years from now in terms of taxanes, and where do you think NAB's going to fit in?
It's hard to predict. Certainly the data from the ABI-007 Abraxane were fairly impressive, although it is at a higher dose than paclitaxel. But the lack of a need for steroids in selected patients is a very attractive option, as is the shortened infusion time. But it is, you know, it's a much more expensive drug, and I think that has led to some resistance of uptake in the community at large, because generic Taxol is just probably a lot easier to prescribe logistically in terms of just day-to-day operations in a clinic that has to worry about the finances. So I think that's one barrier. And then also the barrier I see is just the limitation to paclitaxel in that technology. Currently, I would like to see this albumin formulation extended to other cytotoxics perhaps, because it does have some interesting potential mechanisms of action that might offer an advantage over free drugs. Specifically, we know that albumin is concentrated in solid tumor deposits, perhaps because of expression of proteins like SPARC, and also because of transit pathways involving caveolin-1 across endothelial cells and even tumor cells. So this may actually facilitate the delivery of these albumin formulations into the tumor microenvironment, which would be, you know, a very attractive option for a number of different cytotoxics above and beyond paclitaxel.
Just sort of sticking with the clinical choice involved here, I was doing an interview for this program a few days ago, and a person said, if the costs were the same, I would not be using paclitaxel at all.
Agree? Sure. I would tend to agree, because steroid side effects are really pretty uncomfortable. Insomnia, weight gain, it is pretty distressing. Hypertension, sure, if you could get around those side effects, then it would be a wonderful alternative. The one study that I found quite impressive with Abraxane is actually the weekly schedule. And I have used that in my own practice on several occasions, and I do find that it's an active regimen, and it's very, very well tolerated. And the fact that you can give it without steroid is very appealing indeed. Pilot studies have been done with this weekly schedule, even in patients who have failed prior docetaxel or free paclitaxel, and it has activity even in those subjects. So it's a very interesting regimen and particularly well tolerated.
It's a shame that we have to take cost and finances into consideration. But to me, it seems like in terms of quality of life and how people feel that it's not insignificant.
Perhaps, you know, we should invest some effort into looking at quality of life. I don't know how good the quality of life instruments are in breast cancer in terms of looking at steroid side effects, for instance. If those are captured in those databases, I'd sure like to see that kind of data comparing, you know, paclitaxel to Abraxane. And I would imagine if you ask questions directed at steroid-like side effects, you would see marked improvements in quality of life without steroids.